This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Devastating tornadoes ripping through Florida and parts of Texas. Meanwhile, while so many people are crying poor and worried about the recession, Moderna has a CEO that, made $400 million last year. Winner, winner. For him, anyway. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Thanks so much for hanging with us. So many things we're going to get to in this hour, including your thoughts. Mailbag was full of them. And then we've got UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information. And that's when my pal and technical maestro for the show, Jeremy Paulson, will join us. I wonder what he dug up this time. Can't wait. That happens at the end of this hour. First, the journey we're going to take you on is one that is always about Mother Nature. It's a good thing that I did the weather at least a few times in my career. It was in television. But tornadoes roared through Virginia and Florida. There was even a couple of twisters apparently in Texas. I have a lot of friends there, so they were texting me about it. But the big ones really were those two states. Powerful, crazy winds and heavy rains. On Sunday, one was confirmed at 6 o'clock in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It lands about 3 hours after the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for the area. So isn't that interesting? Because you hear the warning and then you're on edge, right? You're on edge and you're waiting, and then 3 hours later, boom. So the good news, no reports of deaths or injuries. I'll tell you about what happened in Florida. There was lots of warnings about that. I was actually on a beach not too far from a place called Venice Beach, looking for shark's teeth with my nephew and the hubs. And we went, and the rest of the family, and we went to dinner at this place called Old Salty Dog. Put it on your list if you ever go to that area. Siesta Key, if it ever gets rebuilt, they have one there too as well. But anyway, we're on the outside. We're outside on the patio. And all of a sudden, really super, super loud. And somebody says, well, that's a tornado warning. But nobody moves. You just kind of see the dark skies. Nobody was running. It was very, very strange for me. Because, yes, I understand hurricanes in Florida, but I wasn't expecting a twister. So it didn't hit there. But an F2 tornado touched down in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. There was a lot of damage there. Flipped cars and trucks and any kind of vehicle you can think of. Snapped trees. Homes that were just completely flattened. For those of you in the Midwest, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But in Palm Beach, they're not expecting that. They always brace for heavy wind, but of the hurricane variety. So that twister, they say, had winds of up to 100 miles an hour, and it hit in a weird spot. It hit right near Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, and it was down on the ground apparently for quite some time. And you look at the aftermath, and it's so strange. I mean, I've seen cars flipped and twisted and cut in half and all that, but it was almost like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle were kind of awry and were standing up, and that's what these cars and other things look like. So it was just a large stretch of Central Florida that had that tornado watch. And there's a lot of thunderstorms, a lot of warnings, all of that, a lot of rain certainly fell, like I described my situation. I was going over one of the highest bridges because Florida's flat. And I was going over probably the highest bridge in Florida, the Skyway, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And they just said high winds, and no kidding, it was high winds, and massive rain was coming down. But we did not get the tornado that they were talking about that went on the other side of the state. So they're still cleaning up there, and they had shelters set up because of the concern of people who might not have anywhere to go. But the great news is, again, the great, great, great news is there was no reports of any sort of injuries or deaths, because that's always the most important thing. You can replace stuff. You can figure it out, even if it's really tough, but you can't replace the human lives that happen to get caught up in these twisters, and it's just an awful, awful thing when we see that. All right, it was a really kind of an interesting weekend because it's the last weekend in April. Now we're flipping the calendar over to May, and so much kicks up in May, that's for sure. And it was a strange weekend for things like the this horrible, horrible shooting in, it happened outside of Houston. Outside of Houston, the police are still searching for a suspect who was shooting in his yard. He was shooting off his gun, AK, 47, all that kind of stuff. And the neighbor went over to say, and here we go again with the neighbor thing. The neighbor went over to say, listen, they had like a kid, an 8-year-old kid, and other people in the house said, you know, would you mind not doing that because, you know, we've got the family and we're hearing it. So this suspect, Francisco Oropeso, decided, well, I'm going to go back over to that house. It's in Cleveland, Texas, again, outside of Houston. Goes over to the house and just murders five of his neighbors, including an 8-year-old boy. So the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, just kind of broke off his silence about the shooting, because that happened Friday night. He broke off what was kind of like a, not, I'm not talking about this right now. On Sunday, they offered a $50,000 reward for any information on this guy. The FBI is offering $25,000. And then there's other Crime Stoppers from a bunch of different counties that are also offering money to put into the pile here. They consider him armed and dangerous. He's out there. He's a threat to the community is what they're saying. And it's so sad because all these victims, you're talking, the oldest one was 31. Then you had a 25-year-old, a 21-year-old, an 18-year-old, and an 8-year-old boy. And so, there were some survivors because two of the women threw their bodies over the kids while all of that was happening. I mean, just what is going on with people in these crazy, nutty things that are happening to neighbors? But apparently there had been complaints about him before where he was just shooting off guns all the time at all times of the night, that kind of thing. So you got 250 officers from a whole bunch of different agencies that are searching for what they're calling the Cleveland shooter. And I told you about all the money that they've thrown into this pile to try to get somebody to come forward if they have seen him, know anything about him, any of that. And this is a town about 50 miles north of Houston. And they think he could be anywhere now at this point because, hey, it's been a couple of days, right? Flying to friendly skies, not necessarily so friendly. And what would it be like to make $400 million? We're going to talk about it next.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Drugs, drugs, drugs. That's part of what we're going to be talking about here, bouncing out of, wow, those tornadoes, craziness of all of that, and then that manhunt that's going on for that Texas man accused of killing five neighbors. I mean, the list is long of what's now happened to people who pull in driveways, go to the wrong house, accidentally the ball goes into the neighbor's yard. Woo! It is crazy, crazy times. No exaggeration needed. So, the Maduro CEO got $400 million last year. Now, how does that happen? So let me explain a little bit. It was a very good year for Moderna. So stock options netted him $393 million, exercising those options. And, of course, his salary last year, $1.5 million, added into all of that. The stock that was worth $2.8 billion, and then additional stock, $1.7 billion. It must be so wild. I mean, the investment banker connected to him must have sent him the best Christmas holiday presents ever. So, you know, the pandemic was so rough on so many, but then it was also kind of give and take, right? It was the Robin Hood thing, where some people crushed it, and certainly when you're talking about COVID and you're talking about manufacturing the vaccine, so Moderna emerged from the pandemic as probably the corporate winner, you would say, and the windfall profits, huge. Some criticism has been leveled in that direction, though, because they used $1.7 billion in taxpayer funding and assistance from the National Institutes of Health to develop the vaccine. So now you look at people are complaining about executive pay and governance and all of that and compensation plans, and that always becomes a big deal. And listen, I believe in capitalism, and I think when people reap money for companies, I mean, if that's what they're charged with doing, of course they shouldn't be, they are going to get bigger salaries. We know that. But then when you start to really see it, and then you start to really compare those numbers, maybe there is a line somewhere, and you understand the aggravation that so many other people feel when they hear about some of, you know, what is going on out there. All right, so continuing that theme of drugs, 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 there's a lot of conversation about Ozempic and Adderall and some other meds, and there's a shortage of it, both of those things. So Ozempic, we know what happened. Kim Kardashian, for one, lost some weight, and she was taking it. And then that starts to circulate, and then more people, especially actors, people who need to lose weight for parts, that makes sense, or be as slim as possible, whatever it is, they started to get it. So in the fall, remember, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced a shortage of a couple of things. The one they announced first was Adderall, though. And that's, of course, attention deficit, hyperactivity, and that was because of a manufacturing problem. And it seems like they're getting some of that supply back, but it's still not back, right? The FDA also then had this thing with the diabetes treatment, Ozempic, which doctors prescribe for weight loss, and celebrities, and others on social media want it, and they'll pay whatever they have to pay for it, right? So because of the demand for it, there started to be a shortage of it, and that's tough because, you know, there's people taking it where that's helping them survive. They have diabetes. You've seen the commercials, maybe. Ozempic. If you watch any television, you know it because it's just constantly out there. So what a terrible thing when you need the drug and it becomes so popular for another reason, then you start to see the shortages, right? And gosh, Adderall, so many people were taking it. So now they have the generics, and the generic equivalents have jumped big time because people need it. So what else can they take? What can they take if they can't get that, right? And the same thing with Ozempic. What's the next best thing that I can get if I can't get Ozempic? What do I need to turn to? What can I get? Because you have such a short supply of it. And maybe patients don't always feel all the drug shortages because doctors substitute different medications or because other parts of the drug supply system just kind of mask the issue, I guess. But there are more and more shortages, and it's becoming that much more, you know, visible. In fact, I just was reading a story. This was what made me think of it. The Ozempic conversation has happened now for at least a month or two, maybe a couple of months. But there were 301 active national drug shortages through this year's first quarter. That's 49% higher than the 202 recorded in the first 3 months of 2018. So, I mean, especially the Ozempic, but also Adderall, because there was so much stress and there were so many people that were getting treated and it was getting discovered that they had ADHD and they wanted it. And now the generics, the cheaper generics, are what are being prescribed. But you know how that's in your head, I want the best. I mean, if I feel this way, I want the best. What's the best drug? And it gets in your head. that the best drug is Adderall, for example, and of course the other one is Ozempic for different reasons. But there were also kids that were taking Adderall to stay awake, and they were on Adderall taking college exams, and this is exam time now, so it also spikes during exams. All right, when they're not taking exams, maybe they're going to the movies. Super Mario Brothers, nothing to do with drugs, 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 hit $1 billion, not a shock, number one for 4 weeks. So what is fueling this? Well, I think it's nostalgia. And then it's just the whole video game thing, period, and kids that can relate to the animation, to the cartoonish figures. So the animated film is hitting these milestones after milestone after milestone. And through the weekend, there was another big haul for Mario Brothers. It's like the movie that just won't quit. Like, why are they going to stream this movie? Because let's get everything out of this that we possibly can. Because every weekend we're reaping in a tsunami of money. Now, there's another movie that's not anywhere near Mario Brothers, but Judy Blume's adaptation, Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret, probably did the best otherwise. 6.8 million. It was in like 3,400 locations, which isn't a bad start for that kind of movie. Although, you got to think about what did it cost to make the movie. That was a $30 million budget for that movie, and it's kind of a coming-of-age tale. It's a famous, famous book, and then it was adapted for the screen. It's about, you know, this 11-year-old who goes through puberty and, of course, massive female audience. So that's who's going to see that movie. And then there's going to be some other big releases that come up because we're getting closer now once we turn that calendar into May. We're getting closer to the Memorial Day weekend when that's when a lot of other movies kick in. And then it's the beginning of summer and kids are out of school. And so there's those movies and other movies that pop up that I think are some of the best of the best. And then I got to throw this in because Steph Curry. How about this? 50 points. This is a sports note. He is a Superman. He scored 50 points. He broke the NBA's Game 7 scoring record. Golden State said adios Sacramento. And now they're going to take on LeBron James and the Lakers. So the Warriors beat the Kings 120 to 100. But the thing there is this is like no limit. 50 points. Absolutely incredible. Warriors coach Steve Kerr said afterwards, it takes energy to fight off challenges year after year after year. There's a reason why these guys are Hall of Famers and champions. To do this for a decade is incredible. Steph Curry is incredible. Coming up next, your thoughts. We're going to the mailbag.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The FBI is boosting a reward to $80,000 in connection to Friday night's mass shooting in Texas. Five people were shot to death execution style at a home in the town of Cleveland, north of Houston. The suspect, who lived next door to the victims, is still on the loose. At least 14 people were hospitalized after a roof collapsed at a home near the Ohio State University campus on Saturday. Police say nearly three dozen people were hurt. General Mills is issuing a recall for some of its bags of gold medal flour. The FDA says there is a possible presence of salmonella in several batches. The Super Mario Brothers movie is dominating the competition once again at the weekend box office. The Universal film, based on the popular Nintendo video game, remains the one to beat. It's first again, earning another $40 million at theaters across the USA and Canada. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to everybody who sent me their thoughts the last couple of days. You can do it too, 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Jeffrey, who says, Kate, wow, I cannot believe what happened. I guess I can. I don't even know why I started in that direction, but it's just so sad to hear about that Texas family and the obviously unwell next-door neighbor who decided to go and murder them after they asked him to stop shooting so much because they had a baby and other kids in the house. And there were more people that survived that, but five dead? Ugh. It is really been Looney Tunes in this country lately in the last couple of weeks. I know you've talked about it on your show. People need to get a grip. And, of course, we know some people are unbalanced, but some of the people that we've seen certainly don't look like they're unbalanced, but I guess you can't judge a book by its cover. Be careful. That's what I would tell all your listeners. Yeah, it sounds so ominous, doesn't it? Be careful. Be careful. Don't be nice to people. Like, I like people, and people say hi to me, and I walk the dog, and they, can I pet the dog, and come up to me and talk to me, and, you know, I'm thinking, have I ever backed into the wrong driveway? Of course, I'm sure some of you have had that happen. You're following Google Maps or whatever, and you go the wrong way. And, I mean, yes, you know, there's so many of us that live in this country, so we're taking small microcosms of things that have happened, heinous, horrible, unforgivable things, frankly, that have happened. And this is just the latest, and people are so outraged. That's why so much money is pouring in for a reward, because they want to nail this guy and let justice play out. Because even the first responders that went to that home said it's just something you can't unsee. It was, they said it was just absolutely the worst thing that they've seen. All right, so we move on to this one from Emmett. Hi, Kate. I really enjoy the show. I've been listening. I just moved to New Orleans, and I listen to you at least a couple of times a week. I was listening to you talk about the Tucker Carlson thing, and it's interesting because I was also listening to Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan says that, you know, they should just pay him off, that just give him the amount of money that he was due, and then that's it, because why even go through the whole court process? Does it really make sense? And I wondered if you just agreed with that, or you thought that Fox will drag it out. Well, I don't know that. I know what you're talking about. I heard that Rogan thing. I don't think he was saying, I think what he was saying is, because he, none of us know for sure what forced him out. We definitely, some of us think it had something to do with some of the charges that were all of a sudden circulating about him, the complaints, or the Dominion lawsuit, as they had to have somebody, some heads roll or whatever, because we don't know all the things that were in the text from various anchors on Fox. You know, but the bottom line is this. I mean, listen, Tucker Carlson puts out a 2-minute video on Twitter last week, and he has over 77 million views. He didn't even address, like, he didn't nail Fox or really address what happened or even what he plans to do next. That's the 2-minute video. So you start to think about that. And whatever he does next, I mean, whether it's an independent platform or he comes up with his own, he's going to find his footing that way. And from the other side of it, it's to the question, Emmett, you're saying, or that you heard Rogan talk about, why wouldn't they just, why have all the rumblings out there, whatever it's supposed to be, whatever the contract, the end of the contract is, why not just pay the end of the contract? Just give him the same amount of money he was owed and then move on from that. Yeah, I mean, cut a deal, mediate. Well, of course, we don't also know what's happening behind the scenes there. There could be something going on where that happens. I mean, Carlson got a lawyer because he's now cut out, and he's got a contract that has XYZ that he's owed. So that may be. There's nothing about a court thing yet. That may be what happens. It seems like that would be what would happen there. But stay tuned. I can't imagine. I don't care how much money he made. I don't see him not popping up some other place. It would be very, very surprising. All right, then I got this one from Tim, and he said, Kate, my wife was watching CBS in the morning. She watches that morning show on Sundays, and Jane Pauley did an interview with Michael J. Fox, and boy, he just, oh, I love Michael J. Fox. You know, Back to the Future was my favorite as a kid. It was so sad to see him, just that Parkinson really doing a number on him. You can tell he's really struggling now. He talked about breaking bones, and he talked about realizing he wouldn't make it to 80, but he still feels like a fortunate person, grateful in other ways. And I guess there's a documentary that's coming out on Apple about his life. Do you know anything about that? Yes. The documentary is called Still, and it's a Michael J. Fox movie, and it talks about Parkinson's. It talks about his career. It talks not talks, but shows his family and how they deal with it. And just the, what you see with Parkinson's, I think it's good that he did this movie, because I think people don't necessarily know a lot about Parkinson's. I knew about Parkinson's from the time I was in, I guess I was like a sophomore. No, I was a sophomore in college, and one of my best friends who grew up near the campus where I was, her father had Parkinson's, and he was so young. And I remember having a conversation just talking to him, and he wasn't as bad. He wasn't in the final throes of this kind of, or I shouldn't say final, but he wasn't at that point where Michael J. Fox is, but he really was struggling to speak and, you know, had to move around to speak. And so I think this is good that Fox is doing this, because he's had to have all kinds of health issues now that have come up. He had to have a tumor, I guess, removed on his spinal cord. He had a bunch of falls and with broken bones as a result of that. And he really struggles walking. So once you get further into this, it becomes more debilitating. And it's interesting, because of Fox, and I also have a friend that has Parkinson's and is young, and I've looked up more about it, and there's no cure, of course, and it affects about 500,000 Americans, and it's usually more men than women, but there's still so much they don't know. So this film that he did, it comes out in a week or week and a half, something like that. And I think it's good. I hope people see it, because then they understand more about a very vicious, vicious disease. This one is from Jeff, and Jeff says, Kate, the debt ceiling, man, oh man, we need some other people in Washington who can figure out how to handle our dough. It is crazy, first of all, how deep we are into this, and I don't know, how do you default? I think they're all playing chicken with each other, especially the president, because is he going to just let this tick out? I don't understand why they cannot come to some sort of compromise that doesn't stick the rest of us into the middle of their problems with debt ceiling and bills to try to clear it all up. Now, we're always in the middle of it, right? Because these are our elected legislators that are in Washington for you and me. And to get to that point in the first place is so crazy. But the national government hit its debt limit, and they had to have extraordinary measures to keep paying the bills. The House bill, if passed, raises the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion. It reduces government spending. Lots of people don't like that. Including by reversing some of the president's heavily backed policies by Democrats. It's not going to go. It's not going to go in the Senate, and it's probably gonna get, it would get vetoed for sure by Biden, because he keeps insisting that the debt ceiling can be raised without spending cuts. But I think they're at a stalemate with this. And come June, or latest September, when all these extraordinary measures are exhausted, it won't be good for any of us, because we will feel the pinch. I mean, just as a warning, if that happens, you are going to feel it in some way. Trust me. I mean, it just seems common sense that if every year this is a consistent problem, there has to be a way to balance this. There has to be a way, there should have been a way decades ago to obviously look at the money. And even with differences on how the government's run and what's being spent, there probably was more common ground. It would have been easier. Now it's so sickly out of control that it's outrageous and infuriates everybody, the amount of debt. But how can we not pay the bills? So we are stuck until somebody prevails in D.C. Coming up next, as we head for the exits, some UBIs.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for this show, joins us. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm okay.
What's the temperature like at the mothership in good old Minneapolis?
Well, it's not too bad. 48, it says.
So. Ooh, 48, so light jacket?
Yeah, and it's nighttime, so colder.
Yes, it'll be warmer in the day.
Yeah.
Okay, as our tradition has been, I'll have you go first. Let's hear your fun facts.
All right. Well, since we're talking about temperature, and this is the one that cringes me the most, is Minneapolis is the coldest major city in the U.S.
Wow, that's not surprising, is it?
Average days each year is 24 degrees.
Wow, 24?
And then the coldest recorded was in 1996 at a negative 51. That's cold, negative 51.
Yeah, you don't leave the house then. Oh, that's crazy.
So why do I live here? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's cold.
I like to ride my motorcycles. Why do I live here? I don't get it.
Nope. So what else do you have for us about Minneapolis?
Yeah, because we're sticking with the hometown.
You know? The hometown.
Minneapolis have the largest outdoor garden in the U.S.,
Ooh.
The Walker Art Center has the largest outdoor garden.
I didn't know that. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's just like sculptures outside. You just walk around. It's pretty cool.
And people go there like 4 times a year because it's too cold. It's
summertime.
Open. It's
we're
free.
We're a summertime city.
Summertime. Okay.
Everyone
what else?
Hibernates in the winter.
I love it.
Another one is we have the largest indoor network of pathways. The Minneapolis Skyway.
Right.
It was the largest indoor network of pathways stretching 73 blocks.
Wow. So that totally makes sense because you're freezing all the time, so what do you do to combat that? You go inside on the walkways.
Just
I
walk
did, 73 I've done it.
Blocks inside.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Just walk inside. That's wild. Hey, I have to go shopping. I'll meet you 50 blocks down. Just look up, you know, in the sky. I'll be there in the path. So, what else?
I got one more, and this was actually my favorite one because I did not know this. I kind of figured it was California, but Minnesota is called the land of 10,000 lakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have 11,842 lakes.
Wow.
And that puts us in second with the most shoreline of any state. The only other one's Alaska. Alaska's number one. We're second with 90,000 miles of shore.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that would be California because it's like all coast, right?
But no. Right. Huh? Right. Or maybe Florida, where I have my UBIs. Since I am in the great state of Florida, you probably don't know this, but Florida became the 27th state of the United States in 1845. How about that? But here's the bigger thing. Did you know that Florida seceded from the U.S.? Of course. It did. Yes, it did. On January 10th in 1861, Florida seceded from the United States. South Carolina and Mississippi also seceded ahead of Florida in 1861. Yes, the Sunshine State was one of the founding states in the South that entered the Confederate States of America. So that's why. And if you go back to those times, there was lots of cotton and sugar plantations and all of that. So, I mean, that's way back in the history machine. The population in Florida is one of our most populous states, 21.57 million. Yes. And you said something about coastline. So what's interesting about Florida is it borders with bodies of water that are so large it actually has the largest coastline of the contiguous United States. And so, you know, what do we mean by that? I mean, it's so crazy to look at it. Florida borders the states of Alabama and Georgia, but its biggest borders are with the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. And the bodies of water are so large that Florida actually has the largest coastline of all of the U.S., of the 48 states in the mainland. It is 1,350 miles long. It has 4,510 islands that are 10 acres in size or greater. Did you know that?
I did not, but I would have looked that up because, I mean, wouldn't Alaska have more? Because Alaska is pretty much all shoreline, too.
I don't know. I looked that up, and that's what came up as the most. So I don't know. Alaska, maybe Alaska's close, but just doesn't have as much,
is
what I'm thinking. We have
90,000 miles of shoreline.
But they don't. That's coastline. We're talking about big bodies of water that are so large. That's the coastline. Your little lake line doesn't count.
90,000 miles is not very little.
Come on, give me a break there. Okay, so this is pretty cool. And I knew this. I did know this from probably National Geographic watching. But it's the only place in the world where you can find crocodiles and alligators in Florida, in the Everglades National Park. So you got both. And there's a difference between crocodiles, which is the American crocodile is a protected species. And there are actually 38 different protected species in the Everglades. Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting. You have no reaction to that. You're like, great, crocodiles and alligators. That sounds so interesting to me.
I'm just doing the math.
All right, so here's some math for you to do. The Walt Disney World Resort in Florida employs how many people, do you think?
I have no idea.
70,000 people. Yeah, it's, you know, the happiest place on earth sometimes. 70,000 people, that is a record for the largest amount of people employed by one company at a single location. I mean, there's people employed by companies all over the place where they have properties everywhere, or offices in different places, but wow, 70,000. I mean, I knew it was going to be high, but I didn't realize just how high. And of course, Florida is a tourism place like so many other places where all of you are listening to me. But I was looking at visitors, and in 2018, there were 126.1 million visitors, because there's so much to do. So either people are at the beach, at the golf courses, at the Kennedy Space Center, or they're in Orlando, the happiest place on earth, at Disney, or whatever else. Okay, I know this because I just did it, but one of Florida's beaches is the shark tooth capital of the world, and I was there looking for shark teeth this past weekend. So, if you were paying attention to the show earlier, Venice, Florida is that place. Because here's the fun fact. Around 10 million years ago, Florida was underwater, and the area was absolutely packed with sharks. So, now you've got this countless quantities of fossilized shark teeth. So, it's a big popular pastime to wander the beaches scanning the ground for teeth. Like, people have these, they have these skimmers made. We had skimmers that my brother made where you shake them like you're sifting for gold, but you're sifting for shark's teeth. Isn't that wild?
I want to go magnet fishing. That's what I want to do.
Magnet fishing?
Like, go there and go magnet fishing.
How do you do, what's magnet fishing?
You have like a really giant big magnet and you throw it in, and you like you're fishing, and you pull out like metal objects, you know, out of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Whatever.
I didn't know. I guess it's a big deal to do magnet fishing.
Yeah, it is nowadays.
Yeah, it's a big hobby because of what kind of debris. Bicycles, I don't know, coins, cars, tire rims,
that kind of stuff. A kid with his grandpa pulled a 50 cal sniper rifle.
Wow. That sounds pretty interesting to me, but I don't know if that's going to be on my list. UBIs, always fun. Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome.
People, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way.
Well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.